Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
15 seconds. Mayfield flings it. Left side. End zone. Caught!
Wow!
Caught! Caught by Van Jefferson! With 9 seconds remaining. Touchdown! LA!
The call on 710 ESPN LA. Are you kidding me? It happened again in consecutive weeks. Down 13, 3 minutes to go, no problem. Another comeback, this time orchestrated by Baker Mayfield? Yeah, who had that? Who saw that coming? Liar, you didn't. It's Barton Hahn coming to you live from Seaport District in New York City, ESPN Studios, of course. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And it's Friday. It's a football Friday as we get closer and closer to the end of the season. It's week 14, everybody. It's underway. And you saw the madness of last night. So that's the way this week's going to kick off. Okay, let's get ready for it. Be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It is the one fans like you deserve. So, Bart Scott making his way down the hall from Studio One, First Take, to us here in the studio momentarily. He'll jump into his seat, and you know he comes in. And, I mean, it's just, here he comes. Look at him. He's in his suit. He's already uncomfortable. He's walking. I'm giving it play-by-play. Stepping into the studio. There he is, looking resplendent in his suit. Very nice. Oh, he's ready to spit that hot fire. I just can't wait to take the tie off. Now, you know you're on camera and you're like twisting the tie. You want it to look good, don't you? All right. Buckle up. Get ready to go. In the meantime, as Bart sits down and gets himself situated, let's just get a little reaction off of what a wild start to week 14 in the NFL. Shall we begin with the fact that Baker Mayfield literally just showed up a day ago, didn't start the game, but eventually got into the game, wasn't lighting it up, but at the very end, he looked at the Raiders like, that's what you're going to play? Bye.
Huge.
And ends up walking off with a huge win.
I don't know if you can write it any better than that. Obviously, we'd like to be a little bit more stress-free, but It's a pretty damn good story, I'll be honest with you. So it's special. Probably going to take a deep breath. Like I said earlier, I'm extremely thankful. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's been a tough year, to be honest with you, and this is, it's been a good way to kickstart this journey here. It's wild.
Praise the Lord, he says. How about Sean McVay? What did he say?
You should see his notebook and how quickly he got himself up to speed, but it was one practice. You know, we had two 10-play periods, whatever it would be on a Friday, on Tuesday, and on Wednesday. So yesterday, and made some throws and was able to do some different things. I mean, I just can't say enough about how impressed I am with just the command, the comfort, even just the operation. I mean, being able to just call the plays within the 40-second play clock or even 25 seconds out of a clock stoppage. I'm still kind of like, what the hell's going on right now? So,
if you think you're saying that, what do you think Josh McDaniels is saying? What do you think Derek Carr's saying after that? That was another one of those, just snatching defeat from the jaws of victory for a Raiders team that needed this just to feel like you're still alive, but like, let's stick a fork in them at this point, right, Bart?
Yeah.
What, was this Baker or was this the Raiders, this ridiculous 3-minute comeback down 13?
I think it's a little bit of both. First of all, let me tip my cap to Baker Mayfield. It has been a tough year. When he asked to be released, we all assumed that it was to try and go to San Francisco,
right?
And who knew that, what the quarterback situation was. But I want to think that it was some backdoor communications leading up to this decision.
Back channel conversation.
And, when you think about it, this is an opportunity potentially for him to save his career. Now, we thought that at the end of this year that it probably would be the last time that we see Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold as starters in his league, as the league, is unforgiving at times. Mm-hmm. They turn the page on you really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask Jameis Winston. He's going to find that reality out.
Like you said, they step right over you.
They step right over the dead body.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did today, I think, gives him an opportunity to get an opportunity to be a member of this team moving forward. Right. So you see him now. This gives him an opportunity, a short sample size, to say, hey, maybe it just was the wrong fit in Carolina. Maybe they can find a way to kind of reestablish who he was, because he has had some success in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's not like Sam Darnold, when Sam Darnold really never took a team.
He hasn't had any kind of winning. Right.
No type of winning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may not be the type of winning that you expect him to have, but Baker Mayfield has won. He's won in the playoffs, beat the Steelers. Maybe he gets another look, and maybe Sean McVay is just the right type of guy. We talked about it yesterday when you talk about the personalities are very similar.
Johnny caffeinated.
Yeah. So they're very similar. You saw Baker once again headbutting his teammates with no helmet on.
But a good message that sends in a league that has CTE issues for players who retired.
Yeah, at one point he's going to hit somebody who maybe has a little nick or scratch on their face mask, and it's going to cut them wide open. He's going to realize that he probably shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the bigger story – it's the Raiders. I mean, I cannot fathom how they can lose with going out and bringing in Chandler Jones, Max Crosby, and not being able to stop this team.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it. Davante Adams is the best receiver in the league. Derek Carr is a upper echelon, or what we thought an upper echelon quarterback in this league. 16 points? That's what I'm getting for the best in the league?
How about 137 yards passing?
And one of the best running backs, the leading rusher in the NFL.
Well, you got 99. Josh Jacobs got 99 yards on 27 carries.
I know he got injured, but that's what I'm saying. And that's the best we can do. Like, Josh McDaniels is not Nathaniel Hackett. He's not in that era where he can be one and done, because
they invested so much in him, and they're still paying John Gruden.
Exactly. But, when you look at it, man, somebody's got to die on the sword, and I think it may be Derek Carr. Derek Carr may be the guy. Derek Carr, well, they have a potential wild in 2023. If you're Josh McDaniels, if you're going down, I always say, but there's still a potential wild in 2023.
Just brought in Davante Adams, who came here to play with Derek Carr.
How's that looking?
It's not looking great. Not at all.
Davante Adams is the highest paid receiver in the game. He has no say in this. He can't go anywhere. What are you going to do, demand a trade? No. How about that?
Mm.
I mean – I wonder if Josh McDaniels wants to run a system that he used to run, and the best man for the job is Jimmy G.
I think who has to probably feel the heat? I mean, is it Paul Gunther right there, defensive coordinator?
Yeah, he's horrible. He's garbage. But at the end of the day, he still only gave up 17 points. But
is it Patrick Graham?
Patrick Graham from the
Patrick
Giants.
Patrick Graham. Oh, I said
yeah.
And
he was hand selected.
I did a quick search and Paul Gunther's name came up, and I just like reading it. But did you see some of the stuff said after the game? Baker, after the game on Amazon, in the post game, talking about that last drive.
Yeah,
he said that he was completely shocked they lined up in press coverage with 15 seconds to go. Like that, like he felt like they made it easy. He's like, I thought they were going to like just go into a zone.
Well, they might.
I see them there, and you got Van Jefferson on a one-on-one. All right, lob it up, go get it.
But that's probably why. They're like, who the hell is Van Jefferson?
Well, I mean, he's not. He's not.
I know, but
he's not garbage.
But you said,
good.
But he's not. He's not even a starter, right?
They didn't have any starters available. I mean, you would deal with some really young receivers.
Van Jefferson isn't garbage.
Yeah,
but you would think that you had the safety over the top. You would like to think that he was doubled.
Right, but he wasn't. He said he saw him just sitting.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick also made a joke saying that the defensive coordinator must have been Yale guy. He's a Harvard guy.
Yeah.
Like,
Harvard.
I mean, there's a lot of shade being thrown at the Raiders, which is why
joke.
I asked you about Baker and like how much of this is this sort of reclamation. I feel like this plays right into Baker Mayfield, doesn't it? He's always been that guy that is off script, backyard football.
Yeah.
He's kind of all over the place, and you just figure it out. He's good like that. It's just in those, in long stretches. He can get ahead of himself. He can, he does make mistakes. He can be frustrating to play with.
If you force him to play structured, in the pocket,
mm-hmm.
and earn it, he's not that type of guy. He's an off schedule type of player, and often that gets him in trouble because he's not an elite athlete. So when he starts scrambling and people are able to get to him and get the ball out, And listen, so far the story's good, right? And maybe he continues to be the quarterback for the rest of the year. I mean, it's some real questions out there with Matthew Stafford and his health long term. How he's feeling, if he wants to continue, right? We know the story about him and his wife battling cancer and all that stuff. Right. And sometimes every athlete has, you know, if Aaron Donald considered retiring and he hasn't even played in this league 10 years, what does Matthew Stafford's body feel like after being the guy in Detroit without a great team around him and trying to carry an organization and getting the hell beat out of him?
Yeah.
So
for Baker, this is like a bit of a
rebirth.
Well, a rebirth, but also for him, it's a chance now to show, you know, I mean,
yeah, nobody's going to make him a starting. Nobody's going to make him a starting quarterback. But the crazy part is, even if Baker decides and signs somewhere else, they get a compensatory pick.
Yeah, I knew you mentioned that. That's why the Rams would want to be in on this, but they also have to be in on it because they don't have a quarterback. You got to finish the season out. You got to play the games. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A few takes on this. We go to Dana in Virginia. What's up, Dana? Dana.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Hon.
What's up?
Hey, I'm a Raider fan. That performance last night of what Baker did last night, I don't consider that spectacular. I give it a 5. So it's a Raider offense. I mean, on offense with Derek Carr, the offensive coordinator, the coach, the whole season they've been showing that they garbage. We got a secondary that's garbage. We got one good pass rusher, Max Crosby. The rest of the defensive line, garbage.
We got Chandler Jones.
We stuck with a head coach when we should have kept the guy that replaced Bruton last year in the interim. We should have kept him. I don't consider what Baker Mayfield did was spectacular.
You understand that he got on a plane and played with players that he's never played with, and being able to pick up the verbiage to even call a play. Z, right, zoom, Lex, X, power, and know what all those mean, and it's a totally different language. That's a lot. That's a lot to do. I've been critical of Baker his entire career, but that is a tough feat. Unless they run the same exact offense and it's the exact same verbiage.
Well, they probably just kept it as simple, obviously, as possible. But to go 98 yards and win a game when you really don't know the offense, that's got to be more on the defense.
It's the communication. It's like going. It's like I'm an expert in Japanese, and you send me somewhere where they speak Mandarin. It's like I know some of the words are the same, but I don't know what to tell you to do, let alone to know what to say, but let alone to know where the route combinations are.
Yeah,
it's not like they're in a number system, 1-4-4, like where you know a 9 route is a go route, a 3 route is a hook route.
That's why you got to just keep it simple in the huddle at that point.
I don't even know how you can keep it simple.
You go 98 yards and win the game. Again, this is I feel like as much as you want to, of course, you know, you tip your cap to Baker Mayfield. This is a Raiders story, and we're going to dive deeper into the Raiders story, including Bart mentioning, you know, maybe Jimmy G, if you want to move on from Derek Carr. If you don't think he's the guy, I got another name for you that might raise your eyebrows. Yeah, I'm going to do it. But first, and we'll get back to your calls as well, but before we get to all that stuff, let me tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs, simple, easy. It takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get the calls rolling here on a football Friday. Week 14 got underway with some excitement, at least at the end of the game. That wasn't a great game to watch. But at the end of the game, those two drives were something like you just could feel the momentum suddenly turn, and the Raiders couldn't do anything once again to stop it. I mean, how many times are they going to blow double-digit leads this season? Painful. So what would the future look like here with Vegas after we thought they had reset with Josh McDaniels as a head coach? Derek Carr has been there. They stay committed to him, and they bring in literally his best friend in Devontae Adams, who wanted to be there, who wanted to leave Aaron Rodgers for him. and the season has been nothing but a disaster. I mean, how are they feeling in Vegas right now? You mentioned Max Crosby, the one guy they do actually have. How does he feel about all this?
We have work to do. Simple as that. Sucks because, you know, when you're in a game and you feel like you've done enough to finish it, and then we just keep giving them chances. It's all self-inflicted. So it's like, that's what makes it harder. So it is what it is. Obviously, it sucks. I just feel bad for the fans, everybody involved. It's shit because, you know, we want to win. So that's really all I can say. We got another game next week. Get off our feet this weekend and get better. Simple as that.
I think that was the best cut you could get from a player on a team that is frustrated by losing. He checked every box. Acknowledged the fans. Yeah, I'd be frustrated too, right?
Yeah.
Show genuine frustration by dropping a couple of, you know, censored words. Just throw that in there so you're making it clear how mad you are.
Yeah.
And then also the idea that you're not making any excuses. Straight up. No. Sucks. We need to be better.
Yeah.
Like, that's the accountability factor, the fan factor, the anger, the genuine anger factor was all there. That was the perfect recipe for what you need to be. So any player like Russell Wilson, who, you know, doesn't understand how to handle a post game, what you're supposed to say, Zach Wilson. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do. And I liked it. But of course, if you're a Raiders fan, you'd rather hear other things, not that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a frustrating season. You talk about losing all these games and they're self-inflicted wounds. And you talk about the penalties, right? You talk about the lack of execution, right? They should be better. This was a playoff
team. What do you
think
of that penalty? That's right. What do you think of that? Knocking the ball out of the quarterback's hand, a personal foul they called. That was a huge call.
You don't call that right there.
That felt so – I'm glad like, you said that because in that moment are you really calling that?
It's like you tell him, hey, man, knock it off.
Yeah, let's you just say don't do that.
Yeah, knock it off. Like,
I know it's a rule under 2 minutes, but come on, man.
Knock it off. You just say knock it off.
Guys were jawing with each other. Like, it was just like, right, all right, smack come on, it out come on boys, get that, back in the line.
That's like somebody shoved somebody.
Yeah.
Like, what's different than smacking the ball out of the hand, somebody shoved somebody because he actually touched the ball? Like, stop it.
Like, when the flag went, I'm like, what happened? Like, what was that?
You got the ball in his hand.
Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's – come on, man. Like,
yeah, I felt the same way.
Use discretion.
All right. So you mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Like, you think – do the Raiders need to look at Derek Carr and wonder, are you really the guy to lead us? And if you're not, maybe we need to find somebody else. And you said, well, there's Jimmy G. I had a better name.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
Why not?
Are you trying to make another reunion?
I'm just saying, who's the head coach?
Oh, God.
Where has he had his most success and who with?
So are you saying you think he wants to sign up for that dysfunction to have to teach a team how to win?
I don't know.
Like, when he went – even
most
when
men
he,
in their 40s like to go to Vegas to have a good time.
Any when he went – yeah, but they don't stay. They don't live there.
Well.
They go visit.
Yeah, well, go visit for – you know.
No, that's called a residency.
2 years.
That's called a residency.
You would the Bucks be interested in Derek Carr, and then Tom Brady can just, you know, go hang out with his boy and kind of get things right?
No, because then what are you going to do after that?
What do you mean? Who? You're the Raiders. What are you going to do?
The Raiders are moving on from Tom Brady.
If you're Mark Davis, you're trying to win. You're trying to get something right, and you have been an abomination over the last couple of years. Between the coach you hired, that was a mistake. The next coach you hired, that was a mistake. The money you're spending, this gorgeous stadium you're in, right on the strip, what better? You know what? Tom Brady, residency in Vegas. Make it happen. Tell me why that's a bad idea for all parties involved. Tell me why.
Because
all great acts go to Vegas for a little reunion tour, a little, like, leave me a residency for a little while. Let the people come and see me. They'll love it. Stay a short period of time, make a little money, move on.
So you're going to have a 1 year stay.
Who says no?
You're going to have a 1 year stay
two,
there.
Maybe two.
Okay, two. So you're going to try and convince your owner, let's sign a dude.
You're going to tell me Mark Davis is going to say no to this. The guy that loves stars. He's going to say no to this.
46 years old.
Uh-huh. How's he looking? Is he looking terrible?
You're not set up to handle an immobile quarterback. Like, you can have all the weapons you want.
Well, their offensive line isn't great.
Great is an understatement. Isn't great is the greatest overstatement ever on this show. Their offensive line is horrible.
Maybe.
Like, they fired their
All right, so what's a better idea? Jimmy G, guy gets hurt? Guy's a okay quarterback? He's not great.
He's not going to demand the same money at a time, Will.
You think Devontae Adams wants Jimmy G throwing him footballs?
I'm sure Deebo Samuels doesn't disagree.
Yeah, well, because you're giving it to Deebo. It's like between you and I. Devontae is running routes where he's breaking ankles.
And he's open.
I'm
just saying.
You really – I'm surprised at you.
I can't.
All right, you're beaten down. You're tired. You're tired.
No, I see Tom Brady.
No, you're tired.
I see Tom –
You're in a suit.
No, I see Tom –
You're not
going,
thinking like
I see
you.
Tom going to San Francisco. And
playing at home?
Yes.
They just got Trey Lance. Why would they do that?
You can give Trey Lance another year to develop.
Let's see.
Yeah.
The clock's ticking on that deal.
Yeah, that would be
rookie deal.
That would be the Jordan Love treatment.
So you're telling me that's what you do to Trey Lance, and then you take – what do you think? He's going to give you the hometown discount?
You don't have to get a hometown discount. You're going to get the money that you're paying Jimmy G with all the incentives that he hit, which was crazy. It put him at like $25, $30 million. You can always go restructure. That's no big deal at all.
I want to see what the people think. Now, let's take logic out of it. Because I know what I'm saying is not really logical, right? But what I'm saying is something that
would
feels
you rather go
more
home?
Vegas.
Would you rather go home and win and play for the team that your childhood hero? Who was just a childhood hero? It was Joe Montana.
I am aware of.
You mean to tell me you don't think Tom Brady can go there?
Yes.
And then win with Deebo Samuels, McCaffrey,
I know he could.
Ayuk, Kittles, and they can protect them because they have the best left tackle in the game.
I don't know. I just like my idea better because it's sexier. What you're giving me – see, this is what I don't
Tom
like.
Tom Brady going home isn't
sexy.
Like
I don't like where your head's at.
Going home isn't sexy.
No, it's not. You know what it is? It's like – it's milk toast. We've seen this story. All right, go home. Yeah. We'll play the song. I'm coming home, coming home. We've done this. Like, that is such – That's the ABC after school special.
What is Tom? Wild Hogs. So what's this? Wild Hogs?
Is this after dark?
Is this Wild Hogs?
Yeah.
Old man.
Yes.
Starting a motorcycle club at 50.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not real. How does that ever work
out? Come to the Raiders.
They usually end up taking a nap.
Silver and Black is back. Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, puts it on and puts it down.
Raiders don't like him.
In Vegas.
Raiders don't like him for the tuck rule.
He can forgive.
He's dead to them.
Well, I mean, Josh McDaniels there. They forgave him.
He was nothing. He wasn't even there, really.
Yeah, he was.
He was there for the tuck rule. That was Charlie Rice, Bill O'Brien.
What movie would you rather see? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can add us. You can also tweet at us.
Wild Hogs are finding Forrester.
Exactly. At Barton Hahn. Which version of the story do you want to see? Bart's, which is the boring... Tried, used over and over again. Yeah, go
Antoine
home.
Fisher's story was not play, Antoine Fisher finding his way back home was
play
a beautiful
for your
story.
Hometown team, win a Super Bowl, blah blah blah. Or go to Vegas, Vegas baby, right? Play for the Raiders, bring back the glory.
Meh.
Walk off the field, the champion.
Good luck. Good luck going against Patrick Mahomes.
Let's see what people – I want to know what the people think because the people matter. They're the ones that will decide if this is the story they want or not. If we're just saying he's going to leave Tampa, Bart's giving you the one option. I'm giving you the other. I think mine's more fun. You let us know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get to your calls. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let me ask you a question. As we were just talking before, the Raiders' problems, you think maybe they could be solved by doing something other than Derek Carr at quarterback?
Yeah, potentially.
And you brought up Jimmy G, and I'm like, eh. So I thought Josh McDaniels is there. Who's the one guy that Josh McDaniels has had success with, not named Tim Tebow, and that is Tom Brady.
Yeah, true.
And wouldn't that be a story? Brady, you know, doing a little residence in Vegas?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, that would be amazing. And you're like, no, the better story is him going home to the 49ers to play. And I'm just like, we've seen that's boring. So an example would be this. What if LeBron James wanted to go to the Pistons?
Hell no.
What do you mean hell no?
We don't, no.
Bring back a little bit of that bad boy's
era.
No.
He's dead to us.
Oh?
No, we don't want no LeBrick.
Really?
No, we don't.
You'd rather lose a lot, which is what you do really well?
No, I am not. I am not coming in and subscribing to the LeBron James show for 2 years and having to sign Bronny. No, hell no. You can keep all that. Keep LeBrick to yourself. He may fit somewhere, but he don't fit with us.
You are crazy. That is way better.
Why the hell would story. Why we want LeBron James?
Why wouldn't you?
Hell no.
He's still a great player.
I don't care what he is. He ain't no pissing. It's certain people that can never wear a uniform. He's one of the guys that can never
LeBron
wear that uniform.
LeBron James could never play for the Pistons in your mind.
Yeah, and Tom Brady can't
but
go
Killian
play
But Killian Hayes, sure, keep playing. Are you crazy?
Tom Brady can't come play for the Jets either. Hell no.
What?
Hell no. Hell no. No thank you. No thank you.
You're out of your mind.
Too much scar tissue there.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Yeah, could Michael Jordan go play for the Pistons?
Michael Jordan could have played for anybody he wanted to play for.
Isaiah would have went in there and said, take my name off the Raptors. Take it down. I want no association.
Let's get some news from Barton Hunt Nation. We've got Damon in North Carolina hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call in line. Damon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You got
it. Love your show. But on this Brady thing, I'm a lifelong Raiders fan, and I got to go with Bart on this one. There's no way I would ever root for Brady in a Raiders uniform after the Tuck rule happened.
That was a fumble.
It ruined our entire franchise. You know, everything fell apart for us.
What better way to reverse the curse?
I know reverse no curse by the guy who created
it. Get over it. The guy that created the curse
can't fix the curse. Stop it.
Sure he can. All right, Damon's out on this. Shocked. How about Sam in Kansas, who's hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online? Sam.
Way out on Brady, man. Why are we down on Derek Carr? He didn't give up a 90-plus yard touchdown with no timeouts left.
Well, he threw a pick in the end zone. Yeah, he damn sure didn't score no points.
That was a bad throw. He got hit. He shouldn't have thrown it. It was underthrown. But Sam, I mean, it's not why are we out on him. This is also the hypothetical game that we're playing here, right? And I said, like, take logic out of it. Barb suggested it, so he had a name, Jimmy G. So if I gave you – all right, so Sam, how about this? Let's just play the game. The Raiders want to move on from Derek Carr. Bart's option, we're in the front office. Bart's option is let's go make a play for Jimmy G. Mine is hell no. Josh, go call TB12. Bring him in here. He knows your system. He knows what to do. So Sam – now that you have that laid out, which side are you going with?
I guess I'll go with Brady because at least he can throw more than 10 yards down the field.
That's what I'm talking about. See? No,
okay, good luck with that. So you got Brady for how many years?
That's what I'm talking about.
You're right back in the quarterback market and everything that you gave up for him. You're back in the quarterback market in a year or two.
That's all right.
With
at
Jimmy
least,
G.
At least you got a chance to compete.
All right, good
at
luck.
At least you have a chance to compete.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. So does Tampa got a chance to compete this year? Would you take Tampa's roster over the Raiders roster right now?
Everybody's hurt. Everybody's hurt.
I'm sorry. Is Mike Evans hurt?
All right, who has a better record?
What do you mean?
Who has a better record?
They have the same record.
No, they don't. Who has a better record?
They have the same record.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. What's
no,
the record?
No, they don't.
What's the Raiders record? 5-8.
Mm-hmm.
After this week, what the hell Tampa record going to be? 5-8.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, they beat San Francisco.
They're losing to the Mr. Irrelevant.
Absolutely. No, they're losing losing to CMC, Trent Williams, Debo Samuels, Kittles,
Scott in Michigan.
You check.
Scott, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Okay, first of all, hypothetically, you just sit down and say, Carr's out. What are we going to do? Why would you want to get Brady? You'd have to get a new quarterback a year later.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Why do you want to get Jimmy G? He can't make it through a whole season without getting hurt.
So what do you do?
You got to get a new quarterback. So you might as well draft a new quarterback.
How are you going to draft a new quarterback?
And as far as saying we don't want Brady, I love the Raiders, and I love Brady. But to say we don't want Brady here because of Tuck rule, it's not Brady's fault. It is the people that put the rules in and the interpretation of the rule. Mm-hmm. So the Tuck rule has nothing to do with it.
Thank you.
It's just Brady's too old, and Jimmy G is 22 and undependable.
So you would rather than just say, let's try to draft a quarterback.
Jimmy G's going.
And in this draft, we heard Mel Kiper say it's nobody here.
Really.
But Scott made some logic there, though, about the Tuck rule. Why are you blaming Tom Brady? Why are you blaming him? Blame the rule.
Because it was his
play. Don't hate the player, Bart. Hate the game.
Yeah, okay.
888 say ESPN.
You real juiced up today. You must have had your matcha tea. You must have had your matcha tea, or is it just a weekend?
I'm trying to wake you up, man. Let's go. It's a football Friday. We've got your calls coming up. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
A Few More Kisses to Go is the song. The sample that you just heard in Redman, we played it in the previous segment, Redman's Tonight's the Night.
I wish I could have made
sped
a dream.
Up.
I wish I could have made a dream group. Isaac Hayes, because he got a deep voice.
Let me quick shout out, though, DJ S1 on Twitter, who pointed that out to us. So we had to find it. We did to play it for you. So you wanted to?
Isaac Hayes, mm-hmm. Barry White, and the dude from The Temptations. Like, make a group with all people with deep-ass voices and see how that sounds.
And the guy from Boyz II Men?
Yeah.
Right? He passed, unfortunately. Yeah. But
well, so it's,
you mean the
so,
voices,
so it's Barry White.
Just put the voices. Yeah.
And the guy from Temptation. It's a fair point. Maybe they're up in heaven.
Up in heaven, put a group together.
They're putting it down right now. But never have we ever voices. Had, like, straight baritones, like, singing with that. Because, like, when Barry White sings, he can get high.
It's usually solo.
Oh, baby. Mm-hmm. But, like, his voice, when he talk, and it's so deep.
Yeah.
I would love to hear what that sound like. Like a group of just
acapella, baritone acapella.
And then they sing at the same time. It'd probably be like Richter 1.5 on the Richter scale.
It'd be like a subwoofer. Like, it would be a live subwoofer.
Boom, boom,
blah, 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 blah. 888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776. New York, as Deion Sanders would say, we're coming. You know what you're coming to get. This is what you're going to get.
That'd be more like prime time.
Hope you're ready. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We continue the conversation about the Raiders with you, because Bart and I are at odds about who the Raiders should turn to if they were going to change their direction at quarterback with Derek Carr, which I don't think they will. But since we're playing the hypothetical game, he says Jimmy G, I say Tom Brady.
It's a natural out.
I think
it's a potential out in 2023 in his contract.
All right, let's go to George in Jersey. What's up, George?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm glad to be on with you guys.
Good
man.
To have you.
I want you to really sincerely think about this, man. Daniel Jones would fit wonderful in an RPO system out there with those weapons out there with the Raiders, man. You could get him cheap, and he'll work hard. He does everything right. He's down on his turnovers. I think they should really consider going after Daniel Jones. I really do. I think he's really undervalued right now. What he's done with no weapons whatsoever, imagine him with Devontae Adams, Jacobs running the ball, his ability to run the ball.
And that offensive line running for his life.
I just don't know. I mean, they'll try to improve the offensive line.
You see, Derek Carr's better than Daniel Jones?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Derek Carr is better than Daniel Jones. And the only reason I say Jimmy G, because I think Jimmy G and Derek Carr is about comparable. They're about the same,
really?
Like, type of quarterback.
Derek Carr's got a better arm, doesn't he?
I mean, but look what Jimmy G's done.
Thank you, George.
Look what Jimmy G's done. And that hasn't, you know, all he does is win. Even, mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, Deebo Samuel. No, he won before when he got out there. You know, remember, they traded for him midseason, and he went out there and he won. All he does is win. He has like a 75%
I know that
winning part. Percentage. Yeah, but what I'm saying is he was winning before they got Deebo Samuel, before they got Kittles. He was winning before that. Don't forget how long he's been out there. He's been out there like 6 or 7 years at this point, and he's still young. So what I'm saying is, what I always say, when things are going bad, you always go to back to what you know. And in the foxhole, he knows that, one, Jimmy G knows the Patriot way. He knows that he knows the system and probably remembers the verbiage and concepts. And he knows that he can get him to play efficient. Like, Josh McDaniels wants somebody that's going to play his type of way.
So you saw what he did with Mac Jones. We're going to run the ball a lot, and you're just going to play like low mistake football point guard football.
But he's also taken advantage and had one of the most dynamic offenses when he had the best receiver in the game in Randy Moss. When he had still Gronkowski. Darren Waller is their Gronkowski. Mm-hmm. You think about Randy Moss, that's their Devontae Adams. He's unstoppable. right? So they have all the elements. Now they got to make sure that they do the right thing and sign Josh Jacobs, because remember, they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So unless they're going to franchise tag him now, he's going to be out there, and it should be a lot of suitors for him.
Let's take Donovan in Virginia. What's up, Donovan?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, we need to keep Derek Carr, man, because we're seeing the potential with Derek Carr and Devontae Adams like they didn't play in college together. Plus, Derek Carr, 30-plus game-winning drives, made the NFL top 100 four times in 9 years and made it last year. Why am I going to get rid of that connection when I'm seeing it live? Like, you see Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, Jalen Waddle and Tua, and Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith with Julio. Why am I going to get rid of talent when I see that it produces, bro? We just need to enhance the defense, man. That's all, man.
But you're not getting the offensive production that you see with Jalen Hurts. You're not getting the offensive productivity that you see with Tua Tagovailoa. So that's the issue, right? I can see if the offense was putting up massive numbers and crazy points.
I know.
They're not doing that, and he has the best receiver in the game. I don't think it's an argument that Devontae Adams is the best receiver in the game. I think people are enamored with Tyreek Hill, but everybody knows the best receiver in the game that can do it all is Devontae Adams.
You saw it last night. Did you see the catch? Jalen Ramsey had his eyes covered.
He's killing Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, he was.
He's killing him.
Yeah.
Like, killing him. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying.
Throw the damn towel. Like, there were a couple of moments, right, where you felt
it's that
way.
My bad, Jalen. Jalen right on him. He put his hands up late. Yeah. Like, that whole conversation they had, like, hey, look how crafty he is, making one-handed catches on Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey don't know what the hell to do. And the issue is that you have Derek Carr within his division, and this division has Herbert and the baddest man in the planet.
Yeah.
And it's Mahomes. It's been kind of clear that the two worst quarterbacks in the division is Russell Wilson and Derek Carr. You can't win consistently by paying. And if he's going to be the third or fourth best, he can't be the second highest paid.
Yeah. That division has four headline quarterbacks, but only really one of them continues to be great. Coming up, let's bring in the great Herm Edwards in on this conversation and more as we go around the NFL. Stay with us. Barton Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.